Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Peah Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches, and the very last Mishnah in the Masechta, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Lilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Her, Nisham, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Beschos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Daniel, Eliezer, and Speyer, Rachel, they should be gebenched with Zereshal, Kayoma, Bekarav, Mamish. And with Mishnah Ches, we continue to talk about Tzedakah distribution. Mishi Yesh Lemasayim Zuz, a person that has 200 Zuz, Lo Yito Leket, Shecho, Peo, Meister Ani, he's not allowed to take Leket, Shecho, Peo, Meister Ani, he's not allowed to take Matnes Aniim. Why is that? Because 200 Zuz is enough to support him for the entire year. If he has 200 zuz in his bank, he's got 200 zuz in his pocket, he's got 200 zuz under his mattress, he has enough to support him for a year, so he's not considered an ani, he's not allowed to take maaser ani, he's not allowed to take matnes aniim. Let's say hayuloy masayim chaser dinar, he has 200 minus 1 dinar, he's got 199, he's almost there, but not quite, so afilu elef naisen like ha'achas, even if they decide to give him 1,000 dinar at once, hareza yitol, he's allowed to take it. He's considered an ani, even though he has 199, and he's almost at 200, since he's an ani, he's allowed to take as much as they're going to give him. Let's say Hayu Mushkan al-Bal Chayvai, he has 200 zuz, but some of that money is designated for his Bal Chayv. He owes someone money, and some of his 200 zuz is designated to pay that back, or the Ksubas Ishtai, or he owes his wife her Ksuba, so he has some money designated for that, which means he doesn't really have 200, Hareza Yitol, so he's allowed to take Tzedakah, he's allowed to take these Matnes Aniim, because he's considered like an ani, he doesn't really have 200. And furthermore, Ein Mechayvin Oseh Limkar's base of his Kletash Mishai, we don't make him sell his house or everything that he has in his house, his kalim, his vessels, as we call it, his stuff. He doesn't have to sell that in order to get to 200. Let's say he has 190, and all he would have to do is sell his scooter or his pillow or his teddy bear, sell a few things in his house in order to get to 200. We don't tell him, hey buddy, why don't you just sell a few of your items that you have and then you'll get to 200. We're not going to give you this Matnes Aniim. We're not going to give you Maaser Ani. There's absolutely no chiyah for him to do that. If he doesn't have 200 in the bank or under his mattress, so then he's considered an ani, and he's allowed to take matnes aniim. Now moving on to Mishnah Tes with the very last mission in the perek. Mishayesh lechamishim zuz, someone that has 50 zuz. He doesn't have 200, he has 50 zuz. V'hu noisev noisen bohem, but he does business with them. He buys, he sells, he wheels, he deals. He's always involved in some sort of business deal or another. Hareza lo yitol, he's not allowed to take matnes aniim. And that's because if a person has 50 zuz, but he's doing business with it, which means he's going to be making money from his business dealings, and he can use that money to support himself, that's as good as having 200 in the bank and he's not doing anything with that 200. So what we learned from Mishnah Ches and what we just learned in Mishnah Tes is that if a person has 200 in the bank, he's not allowed to take Matnes Aniim, or if he has 50 in hand and he's going to be doing business with that 50, he's not allowed to take Matnes Aniim either. And now the Mishnah moves on to discuss taking tzedakah in general. V'chol misha ein etzarech litol v'noitel, anyone that doesn't need to take tzedakah, but he finds a way to get tzedakah, he's not going to leave this world until it comes to a situation that he really will end up needing people. Right now, he doesn't need people. He doesn't need to take tzedakah. But he says, hey, why not? Why don't I take tzedakah? It's free money anyway. Hashem is going to make it that he will eventually really need tzedakah, and he's really not going to have his own money, and he's going to have to take tzedakah. But the flip side is also true. Anyone that needs to take tzedakah, he's eligible for tzedakah. He's able to get tzedakah, but he doesn't take. He budgets very carefully. He works very hard. He's mistopic memuot. He doesn't buy fancy foods or fancy clothing, and he just subsists off the very basic foods and very basic everything so as not to have to take tzedakah. He's not going to die in his old age until he supports other people from his own money, which means Hashem is going to make him wealthy. Hashem is going to give him the ability to help support others. He didn't take from others even though he was able to. Hashem is going to give him the ability to give to others. And for all of Akasav Omer, the Pasuk says about this person, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem, blessed is the man that trusts in Hashem, V'hoy Hashem Yiftachoy, and Hashem was this person's source of trust. This person trusted only in Hashem, he trusted Hashem is going to help him, Hashem will eventually help him, and he's going to be able to help other people. And V'chein Dayon Shendon Din Emes Lamitoy, also a Dayon, a judge, who judges properly. He passes halacha based off of what the halacha really is, and he's not afraid of who the Bali Dinim are. It doesn't make a difference if he's up against someone who's very wealthy or very powerful, or for that matter, if he really feels that he wants to support the poor person and help him out. This Dayan doesn't care who's coming for judgment. He judges exactly as Hashem says he should, so this pasuk of Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem is applied to him as well. He's trusting in Hashem. He's not trusting in or relying on anyone else. The Mishnah goes back to talking about tzedakah. V'chol mi she'enei lo'chigar v'lo'y suma v'lo'y loy piseach. A person is not lame, he's not blind, he's not a cripple, but va'oisa atzmai kachad mehem, he makes himself as if he's blind, lame, or cripple, so that people will have pity on him, and they're going to give him tzedakah, and they're going to help him out. Einu meis min hazikna ad shei kachad mehem, he's not going to die in his old age until he becomes like one of them. He really will become blind and really will become a cripple. Shenemar, the pasuk says, tzedek tzedek tirdoif, you have to chase after righteousness. You know when your friend's on crutches or he's in a wheelchair because something happened and you want to sit in his wheelchair and you want to go on his crutches to see how it is, and then people yell at you, no, don't do that, it's really bad for you, it's an iron horror, something's going to happen to you. It's very possible this part of the Mishnah is one of the sources for that. We don't want to pretend and make jokes in such areas. As the Mishnah had said, if a person pretends that he's blind or lame or something like that, Hashem, chas v'shalom, might make that happen to him. And the Mishnah concludes, v'chol dayin shalekeach shaychad, any dayon, any judge that takes bribes, umates adin, and he twists the judgment because he got that bribe. A person said, hey, you're going to be judging my case tomorrow, I'm going to give you some money in your bank account, I'm going to send you on a nice vacation, I'm going to buy you a car, just make sure that the din comes out properly. That judge is not going to die until his eyes become dim, which means he's going to become blind. Shinemar, the pasuk says, don't take bribes, because bribes blind the eyes of those that can see. Mazel tov for finishing the entire Masech together. We should be zeichet to finish all of Shisha Seder Mishnah together. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with a brand new Masech, Maseches Demai. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.